USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Topping the political news this hour, a big delay in reporting the final results out of the Iowa caucuses due to inconsistencies. All of the candidates speaking as the votes being tallied. Former Vice President Biden with wife Jill by his side saying, on to New Hampshire. In the headlines this hour, closing arguments wrapping up in the impeachment matter in the Senate, with the final vote set for 4 p.m. Eastern Wednesday. President Trump expected to be cleared of all wrongdoing. Conservative radio talk show icon Rush Limbaugh shocking millions of listeners with the announcement he has advanced lung cancer. Limbaugh, who is 69, used to smoke cigarettes and originally thought he had a heart problem as he had shortness of breath. Turns out it's lung cancer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you fly a lot in this country, you will want to pay attention to this next report. A look now at the country's worst airports.
I want to get away. I want to fly away.
Some surveys cover how people feel about their actual flight, but a lot of times the trouble starts at the airport. The new Airport Misery Index from ValuePenguin.com is out. Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey ranks at the top of the list of most miserable, with more than a quarter of their flights delayed. Next in line, Chicago's O'Hare, and New York's LaGuardia, Denver International, and Dallas-Fort Worth International round out the top five most miserable U.S. airports.
Let's wait until the sun.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And a quick look at your money on Wall Street. The Dow gaining 144 points, the NASDAQ up 122, the S&P 500 up 23. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
So how much are you paying at the pump?
Hawaii has the highest statewide average at $3.62 a gallon, while Texas has the lowest at $2.09 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the reasons for the decline in the national average down to $2.46 a gallon.
Oil prices have continued to plummet in the last week, with a barrel of WTI fetching $51.34 per barrel, amongst the lowest levels since last October, on continued fears of the coronavirus.
I'm John Clemens.
Liberals in California looking to change college diplomas for transgender students. USA Radio's John Hunt with the story.
California appears poised to make it easier for transgender graduates of public colleges and universities to change the name on their diploma. Assemblyman David Chu, a Democrat from San Francisco, introduced legislation last week that would require public colleges to update the names of former students to reflect their gender identity. He said the bill is intended to combat the barriers trans and non-binary people face at school and in the workplace. He said LGBT rights are all of our civil rights. It's important for all policymakers, whether or not we're from that community, to do everything we can to protect the rights of LGBT Californians and the equal rights of all. While schools are legally required to use the chosen name of the student currently enrolled under California law, that policy does not extend to alumni.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.